And now, Cooking with Sheridan Rogers.
Boom, boom, 18 minutes to 10. Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
I thought you usually went to an Italian lesson this morning.
I put it off so I could speak to you. But I did get to that Jamie's Italian this week. I finally got in.
Please report.
Well, the queue, as I told, as I've been telling you, stretches down Pitt Street. So the thing to do is to get there at 6 o'clock in the evening. You really need to have an early dinner. That's my suggestion anyway, if you'd like to get a table, because it's very, very busy. And in fact, there were some people saying that they didn't think Australians would stand in queues, but they're loving it. And they come out with a platter, a wooden platter of cheese and bread and prosciutto to give to people to starve off their hunger pains.
Isn't that
amazing?
Which
I think is a great idea. And Pitt Street is very busy. All the workers returning home, you know, they've got to sort of wend their way through this throng of people waiting outside the restaurant. Yes, it reminded me of a couple that I'd been to in Hong Kong, Michelin-starred restaurants. And anyway, long, long queues, so get there early.
Is it all Italian food?
Yes. Oh, actually, all Italian except with some of a few cheeky takes on Jamie's part. There's a burger Italiano. I don't know what the Italians think of this. It's the biggest burger I have ever seen. You seriously wouldn't get your mouth around it. You need a knife and fork. With Wagga Wagga beef, fontina cheese, salami, lettuce, tomato salsa, dill pickles, chili and fried onions. Now, that is not an Italian dish to me.
No. I see that McDonald's are now advertising, instead of would you like chips with that, would you have salad with that? At least that's a move in the right direction.
Yes, indeed. I would agree with you there. And another, in the starters, on the menu in the starters, he's got Italian nachos, which don't sound too Italian to me either. They're crispy fried ravioli filled with four different cheeses and then scattered with an angry sauce, arrabbiata sauce and parmesan cheese.
One of your sisters loves gnocchi. Do they have gnocchi?
Gnocchi. Let me just have a look. Look, I can't see it on the menu. I've got the menu here in front of me, in fact. But let me tell you, there is a fantastic gnocchi festival taking place this weekend in northeast Victoria in the King Valley. The Pizzini Company are putting that on, P-I-Z-Z-I-N-I, and they make the wonderful Italian-style wines, some of which are actually on Jamie's menu at the restaurant. One thing I will say about it, it seems that all the 20 and 30-somethings love the place, and it is very noisy, so it's not the place to place to take your Valentine.
Most Italian joints are noisy,
not
though,
as noisy
they?
As this one.
Oh.
This is very. I'd actually recommend taking earplugs. One of the desserts I rather like too, it's the pineapple carpaccio. It's very thinly sliced pineapple served with mint, chili and blood orange sorbet. Now that's a really refreshing and lovely combination. Not very Italian, but divine all the same.
Okay.
So, terrific, good, affordable fare. Italian
okay,
fare.
Enough free plugs for Jamie. He obviously doesn't need them. They're still queuing
up. He's got 23 restaurants in the UK already.
Yeah. Okay, do you have a recipe for us?
Yes, I do. Well, continuing this Italian theme, I have a farro and roasted capsicum salad. Now, I know you're going to ask me what farro is. It's F-A-R-R-O. It's the Italian name for an old wheat variety. It's sort of similar to spelt. And people who have wheat intolerances can eat this. So it's terrific. It's a very lovely vegetarian dish. So it's the farro, which is that style of wheat, mixed with roasted red capsicum strips, black olives, fresh oregano, spring onions and feta, and mixed with a lovely dressing made with honey.
Well, I've had to change. I was going to play Backward Barbie to welcome, because she's on tonight, Dolly Parton. But I better play That's Amore, had I?
I think you better, because That's Amore cheeses are actually served at the restaurant as well.
Okay. Talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Ciao.